How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. The Thursday night throwdown has begun. We got a full house on SiriusXM channel 159 of Sports Grid Radio Networks. Let's do this thing. There's a lot of rage to be vented tonight. All right, so where do we even start? Adam Trigger is going to step up and in from Wager Talk. Adam Trigger throws it down with us. We pull the trigger with Adam Trigger. Steve Merrill makes a rare Thursday night appearance because Steve's hitting the road for the next week and a half or so. So he makes a final pit stop with us tonight. Steve Merrill will step up. And we got Mo DeKeel joining us. He was just in Las Vegas for the Summer League. He's back in Los Angeles. Crazy day in the association today. DeAndre Ayton was offered a $133 million max contract from the Indiana Pacers. And the Phoenix Suns had 48 hours to respond. They had until Saturday night, midnight Eastern time to respond to this. And they didn't wait. They've actually matched, they're going to match the offer, which I don't know. I don't understand anything that's going on in the NBA anymore. Maybe Mo DeKeel can help explain it to us. Mo DeKeel will step up in him. We've got Big Card Julio, our Windy City Sports Report. Julio throws it down with us. A lot of stuff to unpack here this evening. I guess we'll start off with what was one of the biggest numbers of the year so far this year. One of the biggest favorites of the year, the Toronto Blue Jays. Toronto Blue Jays playing the Omaha Storm Chasers tonight. Triple-A team playing against a Major League Baseball team. That's why, you know what? That's why the Champions League is cool. That's why, like, these, you know, soccer tournaments are cool and stuff like that, the NCAA tournament. That's why when you hear, oh, you can't, you know, CFL team couldn't beat this or that. I don't know. Let's see. Let's find out. A Triple-A team just beat the Toronto Blue Jays tonight as -425 favorites in Toronto. Some people are saying it was the biggest favorite of the year. I'm not sure. It seems like, you know, I don't know. This is a whirlwind, man. We do this every day. We've been doing it every day for years. It was pretty much up there. I remember in hockey, we had a bunch of 550s and stuff like that. Whenever the Phoenix Coyotes would play, the Arizona State Coyotes, actually had a pretty good draft. Their draft picks will fit right in on campus. So. Oh, yeah, wild. Listen, man, we told you guys all week. We've been saying this. Hey, it's going to be a wild week going into the All-Star break and stuff, and it has been. It will be. We'll break it down. Adam Trigger. We'll get Adam Trigger's thoughts on this. And the Jays are, like, big-time favorites tomorrow as well. And at this point, you know, but as every, you know, hardcore Blue Jay fan knew a couple of days ago on Twitter, at least you are all tweeting me, clearly Charlie Montoya was the problem. And it was clearly Charlie Montoya's fault tonight that the Blue Jays still sucked, right? I think the Blue Jays, they got problems. We'll get into this. They've got issues. I think some people I think some people on the team are very upset that Montoya got fired. I think some other people don't care, and I think some other people are happy, and I think it's a clash in the room now. Late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morency. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. Let's do this thing. We got a full house here tonight. Sirius XM Channel 159, the Mightier 1090, ESPN Radio. What's up, SoCal? 50,000 watt juggernaut. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. The Major League Baseball All-Star Game Home Run Derby field is set. We'll get you caught up to date with the full field. We'll get you caught up to date with the odds. We'll get caught up to date with the updated standings. Don't look now, but the Seattle Mariners won again. They were down but not out tonight in the Lone Star State. Seattle Mariners have now won 11 straight baseball games and are now in a wild card position. The Toronto Blue Jays close as -425 favorites tonight against the Omaha Storm Chasers. That's right. Major League Baseball had a special presentation tonight in Toronto. Triple-A versus Major Leagues. What happens? Winner takes all. And the Kansas City Royals took it all. The Toronto Blue Jays were unable to beat the Omaha Storm Chasers tonight in Toronto. And clearly, it was all Charlie Montoya's fault, right? The manager of the Toronto Blue Jays, you know, like all the geniuses and all the experts on Twitter said, he wasn't getting the most out of the club. It was his fault that the team is the third worst team in Major League Baseball with runners in scoring position. It was all clearly his fault that, that he signed Kikuchi and Kikuchi sucks. It's his fault that Matt Chapman hits like 220. Right, it's all. Oh, that's right. You already fired him, and then you lost to a Triple-A team. What a disgrace! Disgraceful embarrassment. And I got to tell you, speaking of disgraceful and embarrassments, if I'm a Kansas City like Royal non-vax player that couldn't make the trip to Toronto, you're an effing nobody. Nobody knows who the hell you are besides Benintendi and Whit Merrifield. The other eight loser stiffs amongst you, I would keep your sorry asses on the bench and I let these kids from Omaha keep playing because they actually won a game, something your sorry asses can't do. Gotta love the fact that, like, you know, the best teams in baseball are vaxxed, yet the worst team in the Kansas City Royals take a stand. Take a stand on the bench, jackass. We're letting the kids from the Storm Chasers stay. And as far as the Blue Jays are concerned, we're going to send your ass back to Buffalo. The late night anger management class. Adam Trigger steps up, and then Steve Merrill, Mo DeKeel. We talk DeAndre Ayton. A lot of stuff to unpack. We send it to the Windy City and more. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch the chase for the cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Grid, SportsGrid.com.
You are listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morency.
The the Thursday Night Throwdown. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenzi, the Pips, the Players, the Hustlers, the People of Boston, and everybody else in between. SiriusXM Channel 159, Mighty 1090 ESPN Radio. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates on the Sports Grid Radio Networks. A lot of stuff to unpack here. Mo DeKeel will join us from the City of Angels. He's returned from Las Vegas and the Summer League. A lot of NBA stuff. We'll get into this DeAndre Ayton. I can't believe that they reacted as fast as they did, the Phoenix Suns. The Indian, there was no secret that the Pacers wanted DeAndre Ayton. There was talk of potentially a three-way trade and all this Kevin Durant stuff, but I'm sick of Kevin Durant. Like really. Like, at some point, and I respect the hell out of Kevin Durant. He's a great basketball player, but at some point, it's just like, it's overkill. Right? You know, it's the middle of the summer. There's a lot of stuff going on with other players. And, you know, people are putting together hypothetical trades for Kevin Durant. Who cares? Right? Who cares? Wherever he goes, he's going to be unhappy anyways. Like, really? Like, just give it up. You notice people aren't lining up to give this dude $190 million. But anyways, the DeAndre Ayton stuff. But we got Adam Traeger going to be joining us in a couple minutes from Wager Talk. We'll talk baseball. We'll get to the overnight numbers. We'll rage about tonight's games a little bit. I believe Adam is very frustrated that the Mariners won 11 in a row. We got basketball going on right now. And we got WNBA action. And this is some hardcore stuff. We have Iran versus Kazakhstan in the FIBA Asia Cup. For the record, Australia is going to win this thing. They were minus 180. That was a good future. They're going to win this thing. I got to tell you, the Kazakhstanis are hanging around with the Iranians right now. I think this point spread might be a little bit ambitious. It's plus 14.5. That's right. If you're tuning into the show right now, you might be joining us from like Tennessee or something. You're thinking Iran, Kazakhstan. Hey, listen, we're not talking politics here. It's a basketball game. It's a basketball game. I'm watching it live here right now. And the Kazakhstanis, this would be a good wrestling match, Matthias. Kazakhstan and Iran. If they should play basketball, and like, you know, like, you ever seen Khabib play basketball? Actually, you see him, he's hardcore. They don't dribble.
I see him travel and dribble at the same time. I've seen that before.
Yeah, no one's going to tell him, yo, Khabib, you're traveling, bro. Khabib, right? These guys, they play basketball, but they don't really dribble. They just do what they want, but they also like sort of hit each other. It's great stuff. I didn't get my bet in. Iran's up to, they're up to 14. I'm getting 14.5 now with Kazakhstan. We're still going to take it. Kazakhstan plus 14.5 against Iran. See if the Kazakhstanis can hang around here. Right, what do we got in the WNBA right now? All right, the Chicago Sky and the LA Sparks. Look, every team from LA sucks. They're down by 13. Sky are up 76-63 right now. How much time is left in this train wreck of a game? Only 3.5 minutes. As you can see, we're a little disgruntled tonight. I should have known better. You know the episode of Seinfeld when Kramer throws up on Susan? It's the sour milk. And after George says, I should have known. Should never have brought her up here. It's on me. I should have known. Right? It's one of those deals. I was actually very vocal and anti-firing the Blue Jays manager. I thought that it was a sleazeball move. I thought it was a corporate move. I thought it was a panic move. I thought it was an unnecessary move. I thought they could have given it the week here to see what transpired once they got back home going into the All-Star break. So I bet against them in the first game with the new dude that looks like Big John Studd. So I bet against them. They won. Then tonight, it's like, I should have known, though. Like, every lock has a key, man. Hey, we put it in a parlay, we end up losing. And I almost thought it was funny. I was like, yeah, you know what? I'm going to lose a couple hundred bucks on this, but it proves my point. They shouldn't have fired the manager. But I thought it was funny at the time because I was watching the CFL game on ESPN2, and I had the Montreal Alouettes in a money line parlay,
and they're winning 31-12 in the fourth quarter. And I'm thinking to myself, well, I'm going to lose a couple of $100 on this baseball parlay, but I'm going to win more than a dime right now on this football game. We had the Alouettes minus the points. We had the over. We had a teased 31-12 final score, 32-31. A bunch of Alouettes lose the football game. Not, you know what? The CFL, what does it stand for? Crazy Football League. Doesn't stand for Canadian Football League. Stand for Crazy Football League. It's a crazy-ass league. The East is the least, and the East sucks. All right? The East sucks. It just does. And, you know, the Montreal Alouettes tonight, so now that's the 14th game between the East and the West in the CFL. The West is now 13-1 straight up and 10-4 against the spread after tonight's debacle in Montreal. 31-12. The only bigger debacle I've seen is that fixed Nigerian soccer match from earlier in the day today, which we ran a video on the TV show tonight. Hey, look at this. My confidence in the Kazakhstanis paid off. They've cut the lead to 3. So we've got them at 14.5. They're plus 12.5 right now. So, yeah, if you're hardcore, jump in with us here. Kazakhstan plus the points against Iran. All right, so Mo Dekeel is going to join us later. And DeAndre Ayton, I got to be honest with you. I didn't think Phoenix were going to match it. I don't understand what Phoenix were doing. Like, why did you wait this long and end up having to give him $133 million? Like, you couldn't have come to, like, terms if you really didn't want him, you know what I mean? Now you can't trade him. Now, once he signs to this stuff, he can't get traded until January 15th, which that just changes everything for everybody. For me, I don't think the Phoenix Suns. I think the Phoenix Suns could actually get away with losing DeAndre Ayton, to be honest. But, you know, the DeAndre Ayton situation is a strange one to me. Or I should say it's not strange, but it's complicated in the sense of, does DeAndre Ayton help the Phoenix Suns? Of course he does. Is DeAndre Ayton a very good player? Yes. Is DeAndre Ayton a great player? No. Did the Phoenix Suns want to lose him for nothing? No. But at the same point in time, I'm actually surprised that they did this because he's not worth a max contract. And this is the problem in the NBA. But the players created this problem on their own. Like, how many guys have max contracts right now? Right? Some guy, like, average dude, like, so Zach LaVine. Zach LaVine's got a max contract. LeBron James has a max contract. Is Zach LaVine as good as LeBron James? No. Why does he make the same amount of money? You see what I'm saying here? The NBA schedule, the NBA pay structure is screwed up. Like, it's whack. There should be different tiers of this. You know what I mean? There should be different tiers. There should be a super max, and a contract. You know what I mean? You understand my point that not all max players are created equal. So,
hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch the chase for the cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Oh, so like DeAndre Ayton just got a super max contract, the highest offer in NBA history, right? As far as the matching, not the highest contract, everybody, the highest matching. So is DeAndre Ayton worth the highest matching contract in NBA history for 17 points a game? No. But you don't want to lose him, right? I get it. But honestly, if I was Phoenix, I would have let him. I would have traded him before this and not let it come to this. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I can't believe we're on the Canadian Olympic basketball team. Yep, it's just that easy.
Wow, that was close. You can be the center.
Late Night Anger Management Class, this is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. We got a full house here this evening. Mo DeKeel from the jumpball.net will join us, former video coordinator of the Los Angeles Clippers and the Australian men's national team. We've got Julio Rosario joining us. A lot of basketball minds. Julio is the play-by-play voice of the Windy City Bulls, Chicago State University. Steve Merrill will join us later. We'll talk a little NASCAR, get into some Major League Baseball. We've got Adam Trigger ready to step up and in from Wager Talk. We'll talk baseball. I was just talking about these max contracts, though. So, like I said, you know what I mean? Like, are all max contracts created equal here? Like, Tobias Harris has a max contract. All right. Like, really? So Tobias Harris is making the same amount of money as Tobias Harris. And like, Zach LaVine's another one. Zach LaVine, he's a good player, Zach LaVine. But if you know what I mean? These teams, they get stuck. Because it's like, well, we don't want to lose him. But it's like, all right, good. You're paying a guy that's okay, you know, $38 million a year now. And to me, DeAndre Ayton's a classic case of this. I get it. He's a good player. But you know what? As I get older, I really do get colder. And just basically like, listen, bro, it's a business. This guy's willing to leave for in a heartbeat for more money somewhere else. So we don't have to feel bad by saying, you know what? We don't think you're worth $133 million. I'd rather put it this way. If I'm Phoenix, I would let them walk. I just get they got to get rid of Miles Turner now anyways after. You get Miles Turner, you fill in a couple of other blacks. And I don't want to upset Suns Nation, but your time is past. CP3 ain't winning. He ain't getting any younger. He's going to get hurt anyways. Booker's more interested in Kardashians and whatever. DeAndre Ayton's okay. And you just now you're committed to $133 million for him. Good luck. Let's bring in Adam Trigger. Is he ready to rock? Adam Trigger. For those about to rock, let's pull the trigger. Adam Trigger. What's going on, Adam? Well, see, I set it all up, and evidently we've got an issue. Of course. That's why I'm not a fan of phones. See, like, we're phone challenged here. Even between our guests, our phone callers, and everything else in between. See, that's the type of stuff. I'm already kind of upset here, and, you know, I should have been told, no, he's not ready. He's not here. What's going on anyways? Like, we should have been having a problem. All right. I've been informed they're resetting the phones. Right now. Yeah, I'll reset a phone for you, all right? Give me a hammer. I'll reset them. Say, give me a hammer. We'll reset the phones. So, my own personal opinion, I didn't think they were going to match it. I'm surprised they didn't. I'm surprised. I guess at this point, they got to suck up to him now. They didn't want to make him like, oh, no, we love you now. We were just, you know, we wanted you all along. Not really. like, you know what I mean? And, you know, you kind of played yourselves. Like, if I'm Phoenix, you sort of waited around for this Durant stuff, but you didn't really make it happen. As I stated, I like DeAndre Ayton, and I would have been like DeAndre Ayton with the Pacers. So it's not a criticism of DeAndre Ayton, because if you're the Pacers, nobody wants to sign with you. So it doesn't matter what you pay people. It's like now I hear people arguing about Donovan Mitchell. Well, you know, if he goes to the Knicks, will they really win a championship? Win a championship? The fans like nearly had a parade because they won a playoff game like 2 years ago. win a championship. Like, what do you mean Donovan Mitchell winning a championship? It's not about winning a championship. It's about the Knicks not sucking, right? So it's all, like, circumstance, what team you're going to and, like, who's going to pay, et cetera. So I would have loved it. I was all excited for the Pacers, actually, for DeAndre Ayton to go there. Now for the Suns, though, I'm like, whatever. You guys have just lost 2 years in a row with this, and you're not getting any younger. DeAndre Ayton's not getting better. He is who he is. And Chris Paul ain't getting any younger. You were up 2 games tonight on the Bucks. You blew it. It's not happening. All right, now we're ready to pull the trigger. If not, then we're going to snap. Adam Trigger with us. What's up, Adam?
How's it going, Gabe? Sorry. I smashed my phone after the Rangers game. I had to get a new one. Apologize.
Yeah, you know what? There's a lot of anger and frustration in the air tonight. The Seattle Mariners, me and Merrill always talk about it. You don't want to get in front of a falling knife, and the Mariners are one of the hottest teams. They are the hottest team in baseball right now. But I will say, they were in a bad scheduling spot. You know, they were at home over the weekend against the Blue Jays. They sweep them. They go to Washington. There's a rain out. They got to play a doubleheader, and then they swing it, and then boom, they're in Texas tonight. Very bad scheduling spot. Is that the reason that you did not think the Seattle Mariners would win their 11th in a row tonight?
It's part of the reason. Yeah, they got in late, too, after 1 a.m. local time. Used 10 relievers in the doubleheader yesterday, including Sewell had to pitch twice, recorded 2 saves in that doubleheader. And I also thought it was a good spot to fade Marco Gonzalez, who has some really poor underlying metrics, a very bad fit. He's got one of the lowest strikeout rates in the league. So, you know, adding all of that up, it seemed like the spot to go against them. But, you know, to their credit, they continue to get it done. 7 of the 11 wins are from behind, and 4 recently are from behind in the 7th inning or later, which is just impressive and the mark of a winning team. So I'll tip my cap to them, you know, the Rangers get up 5-1, completely go to sleep. It's not like the Rangers squandered a bunch of opportunities. They were, I think, 5-10 with runners in scoring position. So they really just ran up. They had their opportunity early, and then they didn't do anything the rest of the game. It was actually the Mariners had more chances in that game. They left the bases loaded a couple of times. So, you know, the other thing, too, with the Mariners that I keep coming back to is the fact that they hit .234 as a team, which is 24th in the league. And their overall pitching WAR is like extremely low. It's 24th. So I have to think that can't be sustainable. Like, they're only going to get that timely 2-out hit in the 7th or 8th inning so many times. It's part of the reason I wanted to go against them here. And to be honest with you, Gabe, I'll probably look to go against them if I can get a good spot this weekend. We'll see. You know, the Rangers haven't announced the pitcher yet for tomorrow, but we'll see if that spot arises.
I've heard this for years about the Mariners, and I know earlier in the week a lot of people talked, oh, the Mariners are 1-8 in Washington or whatever. Like, those lines were the worst lines of the year, bro. Well, I'd say, no, the Blue Jays tonight against the Omaha Storm Chasers was the worst line of the year, but we'll get to that after 4:25. But, like, seriously, bro. Like, the Nationals went in on an 8-game win streak, I guess, to the East Coast. The Nationals are terrible, and they were actually favored in the first game, and then it was rained out, and then they set the same number, the 120 again, and then boom, the Mariners win. Like you said, the Mariners, like, live dangerously. I get it, but then, you know, they were small favorites. Tonight, I backed off. I've been riding the Mariners. Tonight, I backed off thinking, oh, boy, this is a tough spot for them going into Texas tonight. But I'm a believer, Adam, in one thing. And it's something you said earlier, and it's true, about the Mariners. Well, because you look at their, you know, the analytics, people never like them. Oh, they don't do this good. They don't really do that good. But it's still, there's still a human element to this. There's still a... There's still a game to be played on the field. And one thing, I do believe this with Seattle. A couple, you know what I mean? You'll see teams, Adam, 1 year, they'll win a million one-run games and stuff. And people will say, no, they can't sustain this. Or it's like in football. Well, you know, yeah, they're 5-1, but, you know, there's a lot of turnovers that they've gotten, and it won't sustain or whatever. I find that it does sustain itself, but for a year. But then the next year, you could have really bad luck and lose by one run all the time. You know what I mean? I think you sort of create your own luck. And I think the Mariners right now, They were knocking on the door last year, Adam, and longest drought in pro sports without making the playoffs. You see the dance they got going on after the game. They're just having fun right now, and I don't like getting in front of teams that are having fun. And, like, on the opposite end of the spectrum, look at the Blue Jays. They're not having fun.
No, the Blue Jays are not having fun. And, you know, I talked about the Blue Jays on Wager Talk TV a couple times this week. I thought the managerial change would be great for them. We had our show First Pitch yesterday. I said it was my best bet on the show was the Blue Jays over the Phillies, which got there. That was a complete shock to me tonight. I mean, I didn't get involved because the price was so outrageous. Like, there was really no way to back the Blue Jays at minus 400 or whatever it was. But I thought we were going to see the Blue Jays go on a little bit of a run. It set up perfectly for them, really, to kind of go into the All-Star break, you know, on a high note. They fired the manager, and we saw what that did for the Phillies earlier this year. But, yeah, they laid an egg tonight. And, you know, I will say this, Gabe, I wonder if the Royals can pull something like that off again. I mean, they have Grinke on the mound tomorrow, but of course it's Manoah for the Blue Jays. I'd be shocked if the Royals can do it again, but the books are not even giving you, like, if I could get minus 220 or 230 on the Blue Jays, I might be willing to bet it, but I saw right out the gate it's like minus 325, 330, so the Blue Jays at that price won't be getting my money, but I wouldn't be surprised if they win the rest of the way this weekend.
I tell you what, I'd be very cautious of this. Even with Manoah on the hill, and Manoah is a great pitcher. He's been absolute money. And, man, this guy started off his career.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch the chase for the cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
His record was like 18-4. It's like best since he's come in the league. The fact of the matter is the Toronto Blue Jays have actually lost five of Manoah's last six starts, including against Oakland and Seattle in his last start. More with Trigger on the other side. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
My name's Bobby, and I am an addict.
Hey, Bobby.
Hi, Bobby.
You know, you folks aren't here because you're gamblers. You are here because you are terrible gamblers.
Okay, Bobby.
These folks don't need to stop doing what they're doing. They just need to get better at it.
I think Bobby might be right. All right, Bobby. Why should we give up the one thing we love the most? I am Gabriel Morenci. We're kicking it. We got Adam Trigger with us. A lot of stuff, a lot of rage going on here, actually. And I was going to snap out the phone earlier. We go to a break, and my computer's just, like, sort of, like, spinning and, like, really, like, bad. It's like the Blue Jays offense. Like, I'm trying to, like, load up point spreads, and, you know, I'm trying to move along quick. I'm very good, like, quick and move along. All right, boom, boom. And I can't. Everything's spinning, and it's just so damn hot. That's what it is, Adam. It's just so damn hot. I realized, yeah, the computer's like, I think my computer's about to explode. Like, I'm amazed that this computer's still alive, actually. Like, I use this computer. This computer was the computer from the Meadowlands, guys, from the sportsbook at the FanDuel Sportsbook in New York, in New Jersey. And it went through a lot there, let me tell you. And, like, this computer, I got a computer in front of me. It was been, you know, we all had, like, tons of laptops over the years, Adam. Like, this one's been retired, but came out of retirement. You know what I mean? I was like, this thing's a piece of crap. I hated it. And someone told me, no, it's been updated. It's better now. And then I was told after, it's a complete lie. Someone said it's a lie. It's a piece of crap.
They don't make them. They don't make them to last very long anymore, Gabe. Like, my college laptop from, 2008 still turns on, and I think I've gone through three or four other ones since that won't work. So,
2008,
they don't, I'm saying, they don't make them like they used to.
No, I go through them pretty good. I went through a span where I was going through like three to five computers a year, like type thing.
Yeah.
I'd run them to death. I'm not gonna lie. I remember once I spilt, I had my computer in a backpack. It was someone's going away party in New York. And I remember thinking, all right, I was very sort of pro at him. I had the computer in a backpack, and I was like, oh, this is pretty smart. And of course, I think it was the end of the night, somehow I knocked a drink over onto my bag and whatever. I destroyed my computer. I went through, I don't know, it was a New York thing. Man, it must be a New York thing. I went through a lot of computers in New York. I even knew where the local computer shop was. They knew my first name. I was like, can you save this one, Johnny? we'll see. All right, so, yeah, a lot of computers got smashed tonight because of these results, yeah. Man. And in the CFL football game tonight, bro, the Montreal Alouettes were leading 31-12 as nine-point favorites. They lost 32-31. They were winning 31-12, going into the fourth quarter. So, and, of course, I was on it. So, that was another bad beat. We did have some wins tonight, but let's take a look at the overnight board here. The New York Yankees, bro, they got all that they could handle from the Cincinnati Reds this week, man. They could have got swept if not for a wild pitch. Now they get the Boston Red Sox rolling into the Bronx. Overnight numbers, a pretty big one. Montgomery minus 180, Eovaldi plus 152, total 8.5, Adam. Red Sox-Yankees series this weekend. Big series going into the break.
Yeah, so the poor effort against the Reds doesn't really surprise me. I mean, you have a huge lead in the division. You're a week away from a little bit of a vacation, at least for some of them. I know a bunch of them are going to the All-Star game. But and you've got the Red Sox coming into town for the weekend. So doesn't surprise me at all that they were sloppy against the Reds and overlooked them. But because they're going in, so there's a couple things here. One, you know, the Yankees, it wouldn't surprise me for them to kind of go to sleep this weekend, because that's what teams tend to do, especially ones that have huge leads in their division like the Yankees. But I don't know. I don't think the Yanks are going to go to sleep for the Red Sox, maybe any other team in the league, but they're certainly going to be up for the Red Sox. So, you know, my gut reaction to that early number is that it feels kind of big. Red Sox Yankees, you know, should be a competitive series. Of course, the Red Sox, you know, come off a loss as well, a couple losses. So I didn't see what the run line is, but I would probably look to Boston +1.5 there. I haven't seen a number for that yet, but I don't know that that's a game I'll get involved in tomorrow. My gut reaction to that is that the line seems a tad high.
All right, my computer is acting a little bit more normal right now. +1.5, the Red Sox, -137 right now. So that's the Yankees -1.5 is +114. Red Sox +1.5 is -137. Sox getting +152 on the money line. Bronx Bombers -180. Total 8.5. We brought it up earlier, guys. It's kind of crazy to realize this, but Manoah, it's not really his fault, but the Blue Jays have lost 5 of his last 6 starts, and everyone's going to go back to the well tomorrow. It is Greinke on the hill here for KC, -350. Royals are +280. The total is 8 there. I'll be looking at the under in this game. I kind of left it on the table today. Somebody on one of our earlier shows tonight said, you know, we're going to take the under tonight because I don't think the Omaha Storm Chasers, you know, all the regulars in KC's lineup, said he didn't think they were going to hit. And I said, I don't know, maybe the Blue Jays are going to kill them because I'm a moron. And, of course, they ended up going under the number. I think we could have a similar situation tomorrow with Greinke and Manoah on the hill, the total 8, Adam.
Yeah, I wouldn't disagree with an under there, even if it is one-sided. And the Blue Jays do put up a couple crooked numbers, it could still stay under. I'm not expecting a ton of offense out of the Royals. I kind of think they maxed out with that effort today. So I think you missed your opportunity to, you know, try to, like, take a stab at a huge number with the Royals. You know, if you did it tonight, congrats. I don't know that I would go and try to do it again tomorrow. I do ultimately think the Blue Jays will find a way here, but I'm not going to be laying -3, you know, 30 or whatever it is. The only way I could get involved would be the total. I love Manoah since he's come up. He's a guy I'd look to play on when I can. I could see him pitching well again here. And Greinke's been better since coming off the DL. So I don't disagree with an under there.
I'm gonna make some calls in the morning. I'm gonna order some overnight text here. I'm gonna find out word on the street, because I gotta believe, actually, Adam, you just hit something where I think you're right. You got a bunch of dudes up from AAA. This is their shot out of the blue. All these guys come up together. One of the dudes, his first major league hit was a home run. Like, you should have seen him beaming, man, in the dugout after, and his teammates hugging him, his other minor league buddies hugging him and stuff, and. This is their chance. You're right. They're in a big league city. These guys live in Omaha. They don't have strip clubs in Toronto like Omaha, bro. Let me tell you. They're a little different. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think it's a great – I just thought of that. I'm like, oh, my God. You have a bunch of minor leaguers. They just won a game tonight. They're obviously vaxxed, so they got no fear. They got in. These guys are going to hit the town hard tonight, thinking, we just won a major league game. You're right. I'm going to put the word out and find out just how smashed the Kansas City Royals got. So, all right, I can't believe I'm going to say this, Adam, but big series between Baltimore and Tampa. Big series. Baltimore Orioles, 10-game winning streak, party like it's 1999. Hell, if you were talking college in 2008, then 1999 was a long time ago. That's the last time these guys have won 10 games in a row. Now we got Baltimore in Tampa. And I tell you what, Tampa's a short favorite here. Baltimore getting some respect with Wells on the hill. -120, Tampa Bay at home, Adam.
So, Gabe, I did jump in, obviously, and try to fade the Mariners on a big streak. I have not done that with the Orioles. If I was going to do it, though, tomorrow would probably be the spot. Just from a numbers perspective, that number is insanely low for the Rays at home. I mean, think about it. Like, Rays at home against the Orioles 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, it doesn't even matter who the Rays are putting on the mound here, even whether it's Baz, Patino, whoever they're actually going to go with. Probably like -160, -170. So the fact that you can get them on the overnight some places right now, -115, it seems like just an absolute bargain. But I have not bet against the Orioles because they were a team I was extremely high on coming into the year. I made a bunch of money betting on the Orioles for the first couple months of the season. So, you know, I've been watching their win streak. I feel like there's no value on them right now, but I haven't really thought they were the wrong side. So, you know, will I get to the window with Tampa tomorrow? I'm not sure. But I couldn't bet the Orioles at this number. It's just, to me, you know, we talk about look-ahead lines in football, and I would keep going back to the fact that if this game were a couple weeks ago, we'd probably have to lay -170 with the Rays, and right now we can get them at -115. So it would have to be Rays or nothing here. I still think we get some regression from Wells and maybe the Orioles' entire pitching staff at some point. But this Orioles team is good. I mean, again, they're playing well right now. And like you said, there might be better ways to spend your money than trying to fade a team that's red hot. But with that being said, I do like the Rays. If I have to bet this game, it would be Rays or nothing.
One thing we've seen, Adam, we talked about it a couple minutes ago, Cincinnati Reds, look, they were all fired up playing in Yankee Stadium. Tonight, the Royals kids were fired up in Toronto. You know, bad teams that have, you know what I mean, they'd like something to play for, right? And they get that special feeling. You're in the Bronx, it's packed, they can tell. Man, we're really pissing the Yankee fans off by winning here, right? Like, they love it. They're like, whoa, man. And they're thinking, wow, look at this, man. We're causing havoc. And then they see the papers. Everyone's freaking out that the Reds are beating them. We saw the Pirates on the Dodgers. The Rockies have caused the Dodgers problems as well. So where I'm going with this is Cincinnati were all fired up in the big city. Now they're going to St. Louis. Yet, sort of like you said about Boston and the Yankees, All these teams in the Central hate each other. It's not the best division, but Cincinnati and the Cardinals. So what about this? Can Cincinnati keep this rolling? Final weekend of All-Star player with Hunter Green on the hill here tomorrow. They're getting plus 144 against Palente, minus 172.
So the Cardinals in general, I've been more of a fade for me this year. They were a team coming into the season that I didn't think improved at all, and I didn't really think they deserved their standing coming into the year, which has kind of had them in the fade category for me for most of the season. I do think that, you know, the Reds, of course, they just had their big series in the Bronx. But the Cardinals is a team that they'll also get up for. And Plenty's a guy that I kind of want to play against as well. So I think if I was going to bet this one, I'd look toward the road team run line here. It's a little bit more expensive than I like to pay. I kind of have my personal cutoff for these right around minus 130. So this is a tad. It looks like right now it's going to be a little bit more pricey, probably minus 140, minus 135, minus 140. But anytime you can get that road team with the extra at bat, it's, you know, in my opinion, it's worth a shot. And that's what you're getting here with the Reds, the plus 1.5. You essentially force the Cardinals to have to win by margin in 8 at bats. You know, Green is a guy that has potential. So, again, you know, this is one I may roll the dice with the Reds and take the 1.5 there.
All right. We got a couple more minutes on the other side. So think about a game that you like for tomorrow you want to share with us, Adam, on the other side. We got the freeway series.
Yeah, I got one for tomorrow that I really do like. So I've been saving it. So
perfect. We'll all right. Yep. Kershaw, Sandoval tomorrow. Kershaw's minus 215. Darvish and Bumgarner tomorrow night as well. The Friars are minus $1.90 right now. The Late Night Anger Management Class continues.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch the Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. All right, we just got a couple more minutes with Adam Trigger here. He says he's been saving the best for last. Major League Baseball. We'll have more baseball talk throughout the evening. We'll get to the NBA and more. All right, Adam, what are you looking at tomorrow night? Friday's baseball card. What catches your eye?
Yeah, so the one game that really jumps off the page as a bet for me so far is the Washington Nationals, and I'm going to play it on the run line plus 1.5. So, Gabe, my high school baseball coach was Bob Anderson, which is Ian Anderson's dad. And the only reason I bring that up is because I've watched Ian really closely for a long time, and I really feel like the league has caught up to him this year. Whereas, you know, when he came up during the pandemic year 2020, his changeup, no one could hit it. He was throwing it over the plate, and it was being thrown for a strike. No one could hit it. And last year, you know, he battled through some injury, but ultimately, you know, was still a relative unknown. He's gotten knocked around this year. And the Nationals just saw him 5 days ago. So, you know, they're going to get to see him for the second time in a week. When he went to the D.C. earlier this year, he got knocked around. And Patrick Corbin, you know, he's not the same Patrick Corbin as he once was, but he's still a veteran. You know, he's still giving the Nats 6 or 7 innings in a lot of cases. And, you know, the Braves kind of got to him last week four earned runs on eight hits in six innings. And veteran guys typically can make the adjustment when they see a team, you know, and they get knocked around, they'll typically be better the next time. Another thing I found interesting, Ian Anderson at night, guys are hitting 300 against him, whereas during the day they only hit 196. But for whatever reason, he doesn't pitch as well at night, and you know, he really just hasn't pitched well all year. And now, you know, he was okay against the Nationals a few days ago, but they're going to get a second crack at him in a week. You're getting a run and a half, essentially at even money. So I really like Nationals plus 1.5. Wouldn't be surprised if they snap their losing streak and hit at the plus money line as well.
Adam Trigger, this is Sports Rage. Bring it.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.